This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Tara Crispin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
how are you both?
We're doing great. Is it Tara or Tara? Just want to make sure I have it right.
It's either one. I'm not particular.
Oh my gosh, pick
one. But you were named something. What is it?
Tara.
There we go.
I bet your mom's probably particular. What's she named
you? No. I'm not one of those people.
Who likes to be good. Called by your own? You know what? This is a story for another day.
Let's move along. So, Tara, before we talk about Rally Tuesday, which is coming soon, tell us about the Accord School.
Certainly. And I also have Aiden, who is a staff member at the Accord as well, to kind of talk about the Accord School and what it does. So, Aiden, yeah. Take it away.
Awesome. Hello. Good morning.
Who is this?
Aiden.
Okay. So we have Tara, maybe Tara. We have Aiden, maybe Aiden.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely Aiden. And
well, good morning,
Aiden. I am the movement teacher here and then also teach social skills after school.
And what's the school all about?
We are a small neurodivergent school on the South Shore, and we have 24 students right now. So the school is all about kind of a safe place to land and ramping up kids to get ready for high school.
Amazing. A space for all my neurospicy friends. I love it.
100%.
I want to know what your movement class looks like. What are you teaching in there?
We do all the same things, but we have a nice twist on making it individualized to the students' needs. And yeah, just keep the kids active and healthy and absolutely happy. And we call it movement because a lot of them have some tougher experiences with elementary school gym class, so right. we rebranded it here.
Oh, that's awesome.
So much.
It just sounds like you love your job, Aiden.
It's amazing. It's the best job in the world.
The growth that my child has had is enormous. Like, I had a kid that hated being outside, hated, like, everything, basically, and now it's great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, Leah. So you have a child who is a student there, and you guys have
Correct.
An event called the Rally on Rally Tuesday. So tell us about that event and what your goal is.
Rally Tuesday is an online one-day fundraiser, and so that's on 6/3, and it's got a goal of $100,000.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's the thing is It takes a lot to expand community, and it takes a lot to invest in the kids. Those funds, some of them are going to go towards immediate school needs, like the repairs and upgrades for outdoor spaces. So it's a small school, but they have like outdoor play areas, and those would be like upgrades for like fencing, expanding their current like play equipment and like the fitness side of it, and investing in things like computer and sound equipment for AV programs and clubs. Then also the fundraiser goes to expanding the community side of the Accord. So there's the Accord School, which is the actual school itself. And then there's the Accord Center, which focuses on like the social groups and things like that, that are for the greater population as well, not just students at the school.
Aiden, could you speak to why it's so important for these kids who might have unique needs to have a place like the Accord School and to have these resources with their education?
Yeah, I think it's so important for them to have a sense of community, and sometimes at maybe their old schools or at their current school, they might not feel like they fit in. But when they step through the doors here, it feels like home, and it's a place where they can find friends with similar interests and kind of develop that sense of community. Because I have been a strong advocate for physical health, working here has shown me that if you don't have a group and a community, it doesn't matter how healthy you are, that's going to have the biggest impact on you.
The Accord School's Rally Tuesday coming this Tuesday. If you want to find out more about the Accord School and how to donate, you can go to theaccordschool.org, theaccordschool.org, or you can just text us here in the studio and we will forward you a link directly to the Accord School, 617-655-1234, here in the studio for the link again, 617-655-1234. And Tara, you and Aiden and everybody at the Accord School are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for sharing the Accord School's story. It sounds like there's some pretty wonderful things happening at that school, and we're glad to help you get the word out about that.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for your time. Much appreciated.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have fun in movement class.
Well, I appreciate it.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy. Say hey to Kaylin from Taunton.
Good morning, Taunton.
Taunton.
Good morning.
Kaylin, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. Unfortunately, though, remember if you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one, the song Lose Control has set a new record with 92 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Who sings that song?
No idea.
Question number two. Joe Jonas has released a deluxe edition of his new solo album, Music for People Who Believe in Love. Joe divorced from which actress in 2024?
Sophie Turner.
We found her wheelhouse, Dan. Question number three. Michael Orr, turning 39 today, he's the former NFL offensive tackle whose real life inspired the 2009 Sandra Bullock movie about a homeless boy with a traumatic past who becomes a first-round draft pick. With the help of a caring woman and her family, name the movie.
The Blind Side.
Question number four. Elizabeth Moss could turn up in the Handmaid's Tale spinoff, The Testaments. She says, and I quote, "This is probably my favorite character I've ever played at this point. And so, of course, I don't want to end that." Who does she play on the show?
Watched it. Seems too real.
Question number five. Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, had the best opening of any Mission Impossible movie in the franchise, and Tom is stoked. He went on social media to thank everyone involved. How many Mission Impossible movies are there?
Four.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're on your way to work. You're a physician's assistant.
I am. A physician assistant. No apostrophe S.
A physician assistant. What is that? What do you do?
I'm not the doctor. Basically, I pretend I'm a doctor. I take my own patients and order blood work and labs and stuff. And anything too complicated, we send to the doctor. But I can treat patients myself.
Well, for the purposes of this show, you are now Dr. Caitlin.
There you go.
Perfect. Kennedy, thank you.
Dr. Caitlin got 2 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
These are hard.
That's all I ever get is 2 out of 5.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yes.
Hopefully you're better diagnosing patients.
You'll call her doctor, please, sir.
Dr. Caitlin, sorry.
Question number one. The song Lose Control has set a new record with 92 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Who sings that song?
Eric Carmen.
Meh.
I don't know. Eminem? I have no idea.
Teddy Swims?
Oh.
We've played it every hour for like 2 years.
I blocked it out.
I know.
And I
try to.
When you say lose control, I think of Missy Elliott and Sierra.
Help me lose control.
That's a pop, though.
That is. 0-0, question number 2. Joe Jonas has released a deluxe edition of his new solo album, Music for People Who Believe in Love. Joe divorced from which actress in 2024?
Oh, gosh.
The wheels are off the bus.
Her name is Holy Crap.
Her name is not Holy Crap. I need an answer.
It's a good name.
Sophie Turner.
Who pulled that out of the file cabinet?
I had to reach way back.
Yeah, that was in the way back one.
Do we need to throw the penalty flag? Was Kennedy cheating? Can you see over there?
Oh, yeah. She was using her phone. I saw her.
Title 1, question number 3. Michael.
I would never.
Michael Orr turns 39 today. He's a former NFL offensive tackle whose real life inspired the 2009 Sandra Bullock movie. What was the name of that movie?
The Blind Side.
Title 2. Elizabeth Moss could turn up in The Handmaid's Tale spinoff, The Testament. She says, this is probably my favorite character I've ever played at this point, and so, of course, I don't want that to end. Who does she play on the show?
Oh, wow. These are really tough today. I'll never get it.
Eric Carmen.
Yeah.
June, I'm told. Title 2. Question number 5. Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, had the best opening of any Mission Impossible movie in the franchise. And Tom is stoked. He went on social media to thank everyone involved. How many Mission Impossible movies are there?
This is... 7.
That's what I would have said.
It's 8.
It is 8, I'm told.
God, those were tough.
2-2 is the final score. Dan gets the win.
I mean, really, Dan, it's only 6:45, bruh.
I don't think they were that crazy.
That's because you wrote them.
Teddy Swims Lose Control.
That one I'll give you. That one I will absolutely 100% give you. The rest of them, though, woof.
All right, 2-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win with the tie, but you're not walking away empty-handed. Dr. Caitlin, just won yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus Woo-hoo. Gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus cards for free. You enjoy that.
Thanks, Bill.
You definitely deserve the wings and skin sampler for all you do in the medical field.
I mean.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I want to play you some audio from yesterday's show. We were talking to Cheryl, and Cheryl shared with us what she did over the weekend, going to the NCAA lacrosse tournament that was down at Gillette Stadium. Right. Very big deal. Division I, Division III, like all of them were there. If you're a lacrosse fan,
this was the place
huge,
for you to be.
And people were texting me all weekend with score updates, asking if we were there. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it. But then we asked her about going and the tickets and if she was a huge lacrosse fan or not. And this is what she said.
Huge lacrosse fan, and he gave me tickets for Christmas.
Now she's talking about her boyfriend.
Correct.
He is the one who is a huge lacrosse fan.
Huge lacrosse fan, and he gave me tickets for Christmas.
Wait, he gave you tickets to college lacrosse for Christmas?
Yep. That's quite the man thing
what is
to
your,
do.
What is your boyfriend's name, Cheryl?
Michael.
That's
Michael, my guy, that's not a Christmas present.
That's a wonderful
it's a Christmas present for him.
There it is, Dan.
Well, it wasn't the only present, but it was a big present. I am going to tuck it in my bonnet and recall it later for something I want.
That's a girl.
That is so
there you
good.
Go.
That is awesome. All right. Thanks for sharing that, yeah. Cheryl. Have a great week. So that was Cheryl yesterday on the show, and we just started talking off the airs. I think that happens a lot where someone buys you a big gift, but it's really not for you. It is a self-serving gift.
Correct.
Like the time I bought Lana a microwave when we first moved in together. It was a self-serving.
But babe, you're going to need it for the cooking.
What an awful gift. I mean, one of the all-time worst gifts, other than maybe vacuum cleaner.
That's just something you buy for the house, not at a holiday occasion.
Don't give it as a Christmas. I gave it as
a
Christmas.
It shouldn't be a gift.
I wrapped it in Christmas paper and gave it as a Christmas gift. 617-655-1234. Again, if you have a funny story about somebody buying you a completely self-serving gift. Kathleen is from Seekonk. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what did this is your ex-husband bought for you.
Yes, it is.
Really just because he wanted it.
A gaming system.
You a big gamer?
No.
You play that Fortnite, have them skins, do some Call of Duty.
I don't play any of it.
What did he buy you, and what did he say when you opened it?
Actually, I it was 30 years ago, so I don't even remember.
It was probably Atari.
Was out back then.
30 years ago, it was probably like Sega.
Nintendo.
A little ColecoVision.
It was probably Nintendo.
Right. And you open it up, and you're like, what is this?
I'm like, yeah, thanks.
And then did he set it up?
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, babe, you're going to love this. I'm just going to sit down, show you how to play it for about 8 hours, and then it's going to be all yours.
Exactly.
And I got you Madden Football, too.
Don't you want to play Grand Theft Audio and go pick up hookers with me? No?
I can't imagine.
Ex-husband.
Yeah, I can't imagine why he's your ex. That's so good. All right, thanks, Kathleen. We appreciate that.
I just want to say to Kennedy and Carson and Dan, you guys make my son and I laugh every morning.
Aw, we love you so much. Thanks
well, thank
for listening.
You. We appreciate that, Kathleen. What's your son's
thank
name?
Thank you. Jonathan.
All right, tell him we said hello.
I will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Kennedy, we have Jonah, who is from God's country. He's from Charlestown, and he's 7 years old. Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So this is about your brother. What happened?
So last Christmas, I wanted a new PlayStation controller, and my favorite color is purple, so I got him a purple one. I asked him if I could use it, but he said no.
Rude.
Why did he say no?
Because I got it for him. But after that, I figured out his favorite color was also purple.
Oh.
So he wouldn't let me use it.
And he wouldn't share it with you. That doesn't seem very nice.
Well, I mean, in his defense, it was his gift.
It was.
But you wanted to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
nope.
Maybe next time don't buy a gift for somebody else that you want. That's
or just buy two.
Or just pick your second favorite color that's not his favorite color. And then he'll let you use it.
Jonah?
What?
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, buddy. That kid's going places.
He's like, what? I'm done with you. Adults not siding with me.
Well, I thought we had good advice. Just didn't. Maybe he didn't get the
money.
He didn't
like the advice.
He doesn't want advice. He wants a purple PlayStation controller.
All right. To the Amazon.
Michelle is from Hudson, New Hampshire. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So what was the gift that was purchased from somebody else that was for them, not for you?
Okay, so my husband and I have been married for 20 years. And when we were getting married, we have to do a registry, right? So we lived in this 800-square-foot apartment, did not have any shed space or anything, and he wanted to register for a table saw.
Well, duh.
In your 800-square-foot apartment.
He was going to set it up in our coat closet.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say parking space.
Yeah.
Did he get
it? I had to, like, call his mom and be like, listen, this is not what a registry is for. Can you please talk to your son? Because we got in a huge fight over it.
Oh.
Well, did he think someone was actually going to buy it for him? It's kind of a pricey item.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just thought a registry was a great big wish list.
I mean, I'm down for a couple of towels or a sheet set, but I'm not buying a table saw.
Are you still together?
20 years, she said.
20 years.
Oh, okay.
Last month.
I missed that. Well, you
does he
it.
Have a table saw now?
Yeah. Yeah.
This man has had at least 3 different table saws. And
good. Live your dreams, King.
Good. Thanks for calling in, Michelle. We appreciate that.
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Live your dreams, King.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dana and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We were talking about Cheryl, who called into the show yesterday and shared with us that her boyfriend had bought her a wonderful Christmas gift. It was tickets to the NCAA lacrosse tournament at Gillette over Memorial Day weekend. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You have kids at play? No. Oh, you love lacrosse? No.
Do
turns out
he just really wanted to go.
He wanted to go, so he bought them for her as a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Here's your entire Memorial Day weekend in lacrosse field.
Do you think
spending $20 on beers at Gillette?
And at some point, do you think he said, "And if you don't want to go, I'll go with a friend."
I know she was such a good doobie to go with him.
I know.
I'd have been like, you know what, Boo?
You go ahead. No, she knew the teams who were playing that she was going to root for. She was all in.
I mean, like I say, you know, we do things for the people in our lives to make them happy too. But
Olivia's from Smithfield, Rhode Island. Good morning, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. So this was your husband.
Awesome.
He bought you a gift.
Yes, husband.
Right. What did he buy you?
He bought me noise-canceling headphones. It was my first Christmas gift, and we had been dating for about 3-4 months at the time. And he was, I guess he thought it would be a nice gift because I was watching so much Real Housewives that he didn't want to hear all like the bickering and back and forth on the TV show.
So they would connect to the TV, so he wouldn't have to listen to your reality TV.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So he got you noise-canceling headphones for Christmas, and then you still married him.
I did, because I refused to use them. I made him put them on.
There you go. As you should.
I mean, like, I'm a huge fan of mine. I really can't get through a day without them, but the fact that they were purchased for this reason, because she was like, I would love a pair of them. They're so nice to have.
It should have been the other way around. He should have bought them for himself, and then he could have not listened to her reality TV.
That's it. But he wanted me to use them, and I love Real Housewives. I'm so excited they're coming to Rhode Island. So.
Right?
Oh, that's right. You're in Rhode Island.
Watching so much more.
When that starts, we're going to have conversations.
That is so good.
Yeah, I bet your husband is thrilled the Real Housewives are coming to Rhode Island.
Well, he should be.
He's going to re-up on those noise-canceling headphones.
Indeed.
Thanks, Olivia. Melissa's from Worcester, and another video game system gift, I guess. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
What did you get it for?
So it was my first Mother's Day. I was 22 and really excited. And my ex-husband bought me a bright pink Nintendo DS. I do not do video games. He knows that. He knew it at the time. He said we could bond. It would be stuff for us to spend time together. I think I turned it on once ever, and then I gave it to my kids later on when I found it.
Babe, you and I can play Donkey Kong together.
And he bought like a Mario game, and he was like, we can play together and I'll play on mine. And I was like, this is terrible. I was devastated. And my daughter was like a month old, so I was super hormonal, and it was just like a double whammy.
The first Mother's Day gift, a Nintendo DS for someone who doesn't game.
And I just loved it. Not only like he next leveled it, didn't just buy it because he wanted it, then said, but it's bonding for us, babe.
Yes. And it was pink. It was pink.
So that way, like, you're the problem if you don't like it.
Right.
Trash.
I literally found it when I moved, like, after I got divorced. So, like, you know, 10 years later, I found it and I gave it to my kids. I'm like, anybody want this?
I'm noticing a common thread with some of these gifts. It's a lot of ex-husbands.
Some?
a lot of ex-husbands.
Get it together, boys.
Morgan is from Winchester. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Okay. This is your boyfriend. What did he get you tickets for that he really wanted?
So this is an ex-boyfriend. he got me tickets to Little People Wrestling after my grandfather died to cheer me up.
Can you say that again just so we can all process that for a minute?
Yeah, so my grandfather died. He was like, I have a big surprise for you. It's like, I just want to make you feel better. I was expecting maybe flowers, a nice car, dinner reservations. No, it was tickets to Little People Wrestling.
Are you a wrestling fan?
Yeah, were you just always talking about the Little People Wrestling circuit?
I don't think I have ever mentioned it in my life.
Did you go?
I did not go. The relationship did not last much beyond this. So by the time the relationship ended, the tickets were, they hadn't even been used yet.
I'm very sorry.
About her grandfather or her choice in men?
Yes.
both are questionable.
Relatable content, honey.
I'm glad you moved on from that.
Me too.
I mean, I hear a little Macho Man Randy Savage is a badass.
I mean, I've seen some of the videos online. I would go, but I wouldn't get it as a gift for Kaylee.
For a dead family member.
That just
Gramps died.
This'll cheer you up, hon.
Little Hulk Hogan from the top rope. Brother.
I can't. No, I can't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Mm-hmm. Kennedy, say hey to Tessa from Topsfield.
Hi, Tessa.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Tessa?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Oh, she wasn't messing around, Kennedy.
Oh.
Get to stepping, she said.
Five, I might be paraphrasing her, but...
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Just a reminder, Tessa, if you tie, it's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
You nervous?
I did this with Carson once, and I won.
Oh, you played Can't Conquer Carson, yeah. And you won?
Yeah, but...
Well, that was easy mode. Now you're facing the final boss.
I'm nervous.
This is like level one of Mario. Yeah,
she was like, I wasn't nervous when I played you, but this
right.
is canon.
It's completely different. Here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez has a brand new Vegas residency, this time at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. It starts December 30th. In one of her biggest songs, J-Lo sings, "Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the blank."
The block?
Ian Fleming was born today in 1908. He's the British author behind James Bond. He worked in British intelligence during World War II, where he came up with an actual operation called GoldenEye. Who is the most recent actor to play James Bond?
Daniel Craig?
Question number three. This singer's 40 today. Take a listen to their biggest hit. Bubbly, and then name her.
Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
What's her name?
Colby Callie.
Question
Calais.
There you go.
Question number four. HBO's Harry Potter series has found its Harry, Ron, and Hermione. They're all newcomers to Hollywood. In Harry Potter, what is the killing curse that is outlawed in the wizarding world?
Avada Kedavra.
Oh, okay.
That's my girl, Potterhead.
Morgan Wallen just placed a record-breaking 37 songs in the Hot 100, including the number one song in the country. It's the song he does with Tate McRae. Name the song.
Oh, no, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Yeah. Kennedy!
Well, you did great.
What did you do with number two?
Number two. Oh, don't say anything.
Not you. I'm talking to Carson. Excuse me.
I felt like she got there.
Okay.
I felt like she got there. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
So Tessa is a fantastic trivia contestant.
Okay.
She played and won Can't Conquer Carson.
Okay.
Now she's going up against you. Not quite as tough a competition.
Yeah.
She got 4 out of 5, by the way.
Well done, friend.
Oh, what's up with my ding?
Probably a little soft ding.
Soft ding. Soft J.
Like yogging.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yes, sir.
J-Lo has a brand new Vegas residency, this time at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. It starts December 30th. In one of her biggest songs, she sings, "Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the blank."
The block.
Not a one. Ian Fleming was born today in 1908. He's the British author behind James Bond. He worked in British intelligence during World War II. He actually came up with an operation while he was in service called GoldenEye. How about that? Who was the most recent actor to play James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. The singer turns 40 today. Take a listen to her biggest hit, Bubbly, and then name her.
Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
That's Colby Calais.
I hope she's doing well. She seems sweet.
The nicest gal.
3-3, question number 4. HBO's Harry Potter series has found its Harry, Ron, and Hermione. They're all newcomers to Hollywood. In Harry Potter, what is the killing curse that is outlawed in the wizarding world?
Abracadabra.
One more time.
Abracadabra.
Oh.
No.
What is it?
Avada Kedavra.
Avada.
Sorry. 4-3 for Tessa. Going to the final question. Morgan Wallen just placed a record-breaking 37 songs on the Hot 100, including the number one song in the country. It's the song he does with Tate McRae. What's it called? I've listened to that album no less than 15 times, and I could not tell you the name of that song.
I'm not going to get it.
What I Want.
What I Want.
4-3 is the final score. Tessa gets the win.
Ooh, 10 points to Gryffindor. Let's go.
That is fantastic. I should have to hang her banner up in the rafters or her jersey, Dan.
No,
she got beat her in redemption. No, not for beating you.
She beat me and Kennedy. I mean, that's...
No, that's nothing.
That's nothing. That is something.
It's half of something. She beat Kennedy. One more time, she beats Kennedy. It goes up.
There we go. There it is. There it is.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tessa. You won yourself $100. Nice work. Kennedy.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Tessa?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Tessa.
Avada Kedavra.
Shut it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The 2025 Scripps National Spelling Bee taking place in Washington, D.C. right now. The winner will receive $52,500 in a cash prize. The quarterfinals and semifinals happening today, and then the finals are tomorrow.
These kids are getting 50 grand if they win?
Yep.
I was unaware of that.
Yep.
Stakes are high. Okay.
And when Kennedy and producer Dan heard this was happening again this year, they decided...
Now, Mix 1041 asks...
Can Carson spell it?
It's a yearly tradition.
Seems the thing to do.
I always do really well, right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Where are these words coming from, Kennedy? Out of your brain? Or are they from actual
spelling bees? So what I've done, I thought we'd start slowly.
S-L-O.
There are words that are commonly misspelled in the English language, and so therefore I thought I'd give you one of those to start.
Okay.
And then we are going to actual words that were the winning words for that year, right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you an easy one to start, Carson. Spell recommend.
Recommend.
Kennedy, does he get to write stuff down? Because I don't get to in spelling bee.
No, I don't. Oh, man. R-E-R. Can I write it on my hand? They do that.
Yep.
Dan. R-E-C-C-O-M-M-E-N-D.
Meh.
Oh, no. Really?
Recommend is spelled R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D, Carson. Recommend.
Two C's instead of one. Okay.
All right, moving on to the year 1928, where the winning word was albumin. Albumin.
Albumin.
If you want definitions and such, I can do
it. Can I get a definition?
Yes, it is the egg white, as well as a type of protein found in egg whites and milk. Albumin.
Albumin?
Mm-hmm.
Language of origin, please.
Nah. Wouldn't help you anyway.
Albumin. I'm just going to A-L-B-U-M-N. A-N, albumin.
Oh, so close.
So close.
A-L-B-U-M-E-N, albumin. All right, Carson, next up from 1955.
I'm just watching his shoulders droop a little lower.
Can Carson's ballot?
Sarsaparilla.
Crustaceology. Crustaceology.
The winning word in 1955.
The study of crustaceans, Carson.
One more time.
Crustaceology.
Crustaceology. C-R-U-S-T, crustaceology, crustaceology.
So close. C-R-U-S-T-A-C-E-O-L-O-G-Y. You're only missing him by one letter, bro.
A 13-year-old from Illinois spelled that correctly in 1955 to win the whole thing.
Thank you, Dan.
Can Carson spell it?
From 1972, Carson, macerate.
Macerate? Can you use it in a sentence,
to
please?
Soften, usually, food by soaking in a liquid. Yeah. You know, macerate. Water cooking.
The strawberry shortcake recipe says to macerate the strawberries and top them with whipped cream.
This is... I'm going to say M-A-S-C-E-R-A-T-E, macerate.
Man, you are off by one letter for all of these. M-A-C-E-R-A-T-E.
Can Carson spell it?
No.
Can you spell goose egg?
Shut up, Dan. I don't like the Russian judge.
From 1974, Carson, the word is hydrophyte. Hydrophyte, which is an aquatic plant, one that grows in water.
Hydrophyte. H-Y-D-R-O-P-H-I-T-E. Hydrophyte.
My guy. One letter.
Oh, is it P-Y or P-I? Yeah,
P-H-Y-T-E.
It was a Y?
Yeah.
All
right, here's your last one.
Can Carson spell it?
This one should be easy.
Can
no
we get
problem.
Something from this decade?
Yes, the one that won in 2023. You ready?
No.
A samophile. Samophile. A samophile is an organism that thrives in sandy areas. Samophile.
I know. I'm having fun with you, but that's tough.
Samophile. S-A-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile.
No.
Of course.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Say it, spell that again.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E.
A
samophile.
P in front of an S and two M's?
That's right.
You're mean.
All right, but
you asked for something from this decade. I gave it to you,
mean.
Sir.
Why do we need the P there? What is the P accomplishing?
Because
nothing.
It's from a Greek word.
Why do we need the two M's? Why can't it just be an F instead of a P-H? Well, that went well.
The silent P, which is why.
Are you guys going to be okay?
Yeah, I didn't play. I'm fine.
Yeah, I know, but etymology seems to be getting to you, so.
Can Carson spell it?
Etymology, I-T-O.
Entomology.
I know, I'm
joking. E-N-T-O-M-O-L-O-G-Y, entomology.
Huh? What was the first three letters there?
It's Carson
was
Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Niner in there?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I have a piece of audio that I want to play for you guys real quick. It's 8 seconds long. And it's the most adorable thing you're going to hear today.
Go on.
So we talked a little bit on the show yesterday about Barrett getting moved up to the varsity team from his middle school team for lacrosse.
Right.
And yesterday, the varsity team had a scrimmage game.
Okay.
In Mansfield.
Yep.
Which to drive from Charlestown to Mansfield yesterday at 4 o'clock was almost 2 hours.
Yep.
And I kept looking at the GPS deciding, you know, when I would have to leave in order to get there in time to watch this game that I was pretty sure he wasn't going to play in. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to go. I got down to the school. I couldn't find the field. I literally drove around the neighborhood for 20 minutes trying to find the football / lacrosse field because it's tucked behind a building somewhere off the side of the road. And there's all of these other, you know, there's
basically... Dude, when I was in Chicago with Phil Blue Eyes, he and his ex-wife were on the phone trying to find this field. Like, he's like, it's to the east. And both of us yelled at him at the same time, who knows what east is?
My yeah, if you use east as a direction.
You're a complete psychopath or you were in the army.
Yes. I use north, south, east, west all the time. And so what I did was I tracked Barrett's phone. That was what I did. I was
oh,
like,
smart.
Right.
Look at you working harder or smarter, not harder.
Right. I can see where he is. And I'm like, all right, now I just got to figure out because they have all these stupid do not enter here during school
sure,
hours. And
sure,
all the, no,
sure.
Don't go this way. Go this way. And I was mad at that because... The warm-up, I think this is the only chance I'm going to get to see him out there on the field during warm-ups. And so I finally get there. The game gets underway. And because it's a scrimmage, there's all these, I guess, different rules that they have.
Is a scrimmage your team against your team or your team against another team?
No, this was another team.
So what's the difference between a scrimmage and a game? Sorry, I'm asking so many questions.
It doesn't count for anything.
All right.
And so also, at the end of the first quarter, so we were winning 5-1 at the end of the first quarter, and the second quarter starts, and all of a sudden his score has been blanked out. You don't keep a running total of the game either. But they did have
actual... But everyone keeps it in their head. They know.
Oh, I kept it on my phone.
You were keeping stats on your phone, so let's go.
I was texting Lana the score of the game. And they have referees and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like to me, for the second half of the game, it was a lot of the younger kids were getting called up.
So an opportunity, because it's a scrimmage, it doesn't count. Let's get everybody in there.
Right. Now, there's a lot of freshmen and sophomores that have been called up to play on the varsity team. My son is the eighth grader, the only eighth grader on the team.
I can't imagine what that must be like.
And let me tell you, some of these kids out there playing this game are men.
They're 17 years old!
And 18, three classes, and they're going to be playing Division I lacrosse next year.
That is crazy.
It is next level. Right. And these are two of the top teams in the state.
Yeah.
And so second quarter happens, third quarter happens, fourth quarter happens, and the game ends, and that's it. And Barrett never got in the game.
Well, that's okay, though. It's an honor just to be nominated, Carson.
And so the dads that are next to me, standing next to me, I find out that they cater food after every game. And one of the dads has brought, no, it's pizza.
I don't care.
Yeah, so they bring pizza for the boys after the game. So he leaves to go get the pizza.
Time out, just really fast. So does that mean that in addition to all the money you got to pay to have him on this team, you also once a month got to bring potluck?
Once a game,
good
yeah.
God.
Or once a season, maybe. Because I think there's enough parents that maybe once a season.
How many pizzas does it take to feed an entire
box? Oh,
it's like 50 kids on that team.
Sounds expensive.
And each growing boy needs one pizza.
Right. And so fourth quarter ends, he goes to go get the pizza, parents start filing out, and then somebody from the school where we were playing in Mansfield comes out and says, oh, by the way, they're playing a fifth quarter. And we're like, what? He's like, yeah, the coaches had agreed previously to play five quarters instead of four quarters just so they could get some extra work in.
Okay.
So then the backup goalie goes in. And I'm like, oh, all right. But then there's a third backup goalie, and then there's Barrett.
That bench is deep.
Because there's two juniors. I think there's a sophomore.
People have been sitting on that team all year.
Correct. And then there's Barrett, who's been there for an hour, right? But then I see the third goalie. He is on the sidelines warming up. And then I see it with about 10 minutes left in the fifth quarter. Barrett on the sidelines starting to warm up.
Is that like being in the bullpen or something?
And I'm like, oh, he's stretching. He's doing all of this stuff. I called Lana. I'm like, oh, my God, I think he's going.
It's losing.
And sure enough, I see the coach go over to him with about 6 minutes left. And I figure at about the five-minute mark, he's going to go into the game. And then this happened. That is his team just cheering for him as he goes into the game. That was just
kids
him.
Kids who just met him last week.
Yes. Well, he knows a few of the kids.
Yeah, but still.
But most of the team he does not know. And this was them cheering him on as he ran onto the field. It was unbelievable.
Come on, Barrett.
It was amazing.
Oh, my heart feels quite full this morning. Thank you for sharing
that. It was amazing. And I would just like to thank his defense because he didn't have to face a single shot in those 5 minutes.
Hey-o.
And we were here for it.
It's a good way to get your feet wet.
He's undefeated.
Never won.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. What special thing.
It was a very cool moment. Aww. And then when I got home, I sent the video to Lana and a bunch of family members. I got home. Lana was crying. She's like, you know, when you're in it with a kid, you don't always see changes.
No.
She's like, today we saw a change in our son.
I'm going to cry. That was awesome.
It was a pretty cool
moment.
I'm
so proud.
Worth the two-hour drive to Mansfield?
It was absolutely worth the two-hour drive.
That's awesome.
It was not worth the drive back, though, because one of his friends came back, and they smelled awful.
I need to get you some, like,
something to...
Remember back in the COVID days when the Ubers put up the plexiglass?
Yeah, you just need a divider.
You know, just go on ahead and just put a divider in so that your front area can be nice. Put some little fragrances, little aromatherapies. And then in the back, just hang a whole bunch of those pine, those trees.
Gas station.
That's it,
air
Dan.
Fresheners.
That's it. I'm going to go over to
Scrub Kennedy.
It Up today. I'll pick you
Thank
some
you.
Up,
I
all right?
I appreciate you.
All right.
That's the best one.
Yeah,
good for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That was fun stuff. Fun stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Bernice from Fitchburg.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
There goes Kennedy into that soundproof studio. Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Bernice, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I believe in you, Bernice.
Sabrina Carpenter is expanding her partnership with Fortnite with the newly announced Dance with Sabrina Jam Stage Experience. What is Sabrina's most played song on streaming platforms and YouTube?
Espresso?
I can't imagine teenage boys playing Fortnite would like to hang out with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, no, I'm sure they would hate that.
Question number two. Taco Bell just introduced two more crispy chicken menu items, the crispy chicken taco and the crispy chicken burrito. What is the name of the Mountain Dew flavor created for Taco Bell restaurants and served there exclusively?
Baja Blast, I think.
Deborah Lee Furness has officially filed for an uncontested divorce from Hugh Jackman with agreed terms including spousal support. Hugh played the lead role of Jean Valjean. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
In the 2012 adaptation of a popular stage musical, name it.
I can't think of it.
Question number four. During a show in Philly, Post Malone brought Allen Iverson on stage for his 2015 hit, White Iverson. Post Malone featured on a Taylor Swift song that spent 2 weeks at number one in 2024. Name the song.
I don't know that either.
All right. Question number five.
Terrible.
Swifties are yelling right now.
They are.
Question number five. The box office smash Sinners will be knocking on your door soon. Its digital release is set for June 3rd, and the movie stars Michael B. Jordan as twin brothers leaving their life of crime behind in Chicago and coming home to open a juke joint. Where is home in the movie? If you haven't seen it, going to be tough to guess.
Yeah. Florida. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Carson, you should check it out when it comes to...
I want to see it.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to see it in the theater, actually, if it's still there. How are things in Fitchburg, by the way, Bernice?
It's beautiful out right now.
Yeah, that's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts. Spent a lot of time in Fitchburg.
She's like, all right, bro.
No, I'm sorry. I've lived here my whole life, so I spend a lot of time here, too.
She just wants to know how many she got right. She don't care what you like.
She's like, I'm incredibly nervous right now. Can we please continue the game?
I don't care what you say.
What's your favorite restaurant in Fitchburg?
I don't have a favorite.
Kennedy, Bernice got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
Thank you.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter is expanding her partnership with Fortnite with the newly announced Dance with Sabrina Jam Stage Experience. What is Sabrina's most played song on streaming platforms and YouTube?
Espresso.
Teenage Boys and Sabrina Carpenter. Imagine that, Kevin.
I can't.
Taco Bell just introduced 2 more new crispy chicken menu items.
Don't care. Bring back the Maxi Melt.
I will email them and let them know.
Start a change.org petition.
The crispy chicken taco and the crispy chicken burrito. What is the name of the Mountain Dew flavor created for Taco Bell restaurants and served there exclusively?
Baja Blast.
I think they sell them in stores now, Dan, actually.
Yeah, they're sold in stores now, but you can't get them anywhere at a restaurant besides Taco Bell.
Tied to 2, question number 3. Deborah Lee Furness has officially filed for divorce, an uncontested divorce from Hugh Jackman with agreed terms including spousal support. Hugh played the lead role of Jean Valjean in this 2012 adaptation of a popular stage musical.
Les Miserables.
Or as I call them, Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean, oh my God.
Well, actually, he wears a lot of denim.
Jean Valjean. I think I called him Jean Valjean. 3-2, question number 4. During a show in Philly, Post Malone brought out Allen Iverson for his 2015 hit, White Iverson. Post Malone featured on a Taylor Swift song that spent 2 weeks at number one in 2024. Name the song.
Oh, it was...
It's okay to get it wrong. You already won.
I can hear it in my head.
Fortnite.
Duh.
3-2, question number 5. The box office smash Sinners will be coming out with its digital release set for June 3rd. The movie stars Michael B. Jordan as twin brothers leaving their life of crime behind in Chicago and then going home to open up a juke joint. Where is home in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
The Mississippi Delta, Kennedy.
Oh, yes. Good place.
Yeah.
I guess juke joint gave that away, didn't it? Mm. Oh, well.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Bernice. You don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You do have a pair of concert tickets to go see Teddy Swims May 30th. That is day after tomorrow. The stage at Suffolk Downs. For tickets, visit AXS.com. That's access.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Amazing.
That is a good prize.
Thank you.
That is a great show. You're going to love that. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bernice from Fitchburg, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
To be fair, I said smackaroos.
Don't even try, homeboy.
That was black and white old.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win.
man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Dan, I'm so old. I came from a land where we used to eat gum called Big Red.
Big Red's still a thing.
No, it's not. Is it?
Oh, you don't shop much, so, you know, you don't know what's waiting for you at the cash register at the grocery store.
Cammy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jen from Rowley.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, everyone.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jen?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know the deal, right? There's five pop culture trivia questions. You get more than right.
I'm ready. I need this money.
$1,000 on the line.
Let's go.
If you tie, unfortunately, we can't give you any of the money because our boss, Sal, is a Scrooge. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. In HBO's upcoming Harry Potter TV series, this actor, who's been nominated for 2 Academy Awards, 4 Grammy Awards, and 6 Emmy Awards, while starring on a TV show called Third Rock from the Sun, will be portraying Albus Dumbledore. Who is the actor?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Well, that's no good for the game.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, the guy that starred on Third Rock from the Sun. He'll be playing Albus Dumbledore on the new Harry Potter TV series. Here is he.
I can't think of his name.
All right.
I'm thinking of the guy Sheldon, but I'm just going to say Jim. I don't know his real name.
Question number two. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized but said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. Is Britney Spears over or under 40 years old?
Over.
Question number three. Today is National Hamburger Day, and one of the most unusual things to come from the Diddy trial is the revelation that he puts applesauce on cheeseburgers.
I don't know if that's one of the most unusual things. He was doing some stuff we can't even say on the radio. That was pretty unusual.
Which burger joint sells the Whopper?
Burger King.
Billy Joel announced he was recently diagnosed with a brain disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus that causes issues with hearing, seeing, and balance, and has had to cancel all of his upcoming concerts. Billy Joel holds the record for the most concerts at which famous venue?
Fenway Park.
Question number five. This artist placed a record-breaking 37 songs on the Hot 100 this week, including the number one song, and 6 songs in the top 10. Name the artist.
Sorry, could you repeat it?
This artist placed a record-breaking 37 songs on the Hot 100 this week, including the number one song, and they have 6 in the top 10. Name the artist.
Morgan Wallen?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you have the day off today.
I do. I'm enjoying the nice sun in your second favorite town of Rowley.
Rowley is my second favorite town in all of Massachusetts.
He never stops talking about it.
Every day.
No.
Just Rowley this and Rowley that.
Yeah, what's our favorite restaurant in Rowley?
Most would probably say the Agawam Diner. That's kind of a staple.
That's what I was going to say, the Agawam Diner, Dan.
They got good pie.
I love their pie.
Oh, my gosh. Their pie is so good.
Kennedy was over this bit 30 seconds ago.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
I can see her rolling her eyes.
Jen from Rowley got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Jen.
$1,000 on the line.
My cheat sheet didn't help.
Question number one. In HBO's upcoming Harry Potter TV series, the actor, who has been nominated for 2 Academy Awards, 4 Grammy Awards, and 6 Emmy Awards while starring in the TV show Third Rock from the Sun, will be portraying Albus Dumbledore. Who is he?
John Lithgow.
That is correct. Did you not know that? No, you didn't see the news about the new Harry Potter TV shows?
No, I'm not interested.
Really? Mm-mm. You're not Harry Potter
Of course person? I am. They're perfect. Everything's fine. I don't need anything else.
Hey, I'm probably not going to watch the series either.
It was perfect. The books were perfect. I don't need anything else.
Oh, interesting. 1-0. Question number 2. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized but said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. Is she over or under 40?
Under.
She is 43?
Did you hear her go, yes?
Question number 3. Today's National Hamburger Day, and one of the most unusual things to come from the Diddy trial is the revelation that he puts applesauce on cheeseburgers. Which burger joint sells the Whopper?
Burger King.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Billy Joel announced he was recently diagnosed with a brain disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus. It causes issues with hearing, seeing, and balance, and he has had to cancel his tour. Billy Joel holds the record for the most concerts at which famous venue?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. That's correct. 3-2. Question number 5. This artist placed a record-breaking 37 songs on the Hot 100 this week, including the number one song, and 6 in the top 10. Name the artist.
Morgan Wallen?
That is correct. Start talking about Sal and his money and his yachts, and look who shows up in the studio.
Kennedy protected the house today, Sal.
Yeah, your money's fine.
That's not true. I lost today, guys. You're being nice.
Well, you only lost 100, not 1,000. 4-3 is the final score. Jen, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets away, and we can't give you the $1,000. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Jen, and I'm from Raleigh, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.